Okay, our next topic is defensive documentation. So this is going to cover items outside of the employee handbook that also become pieces of evidence if you get sued. And I will tell you that in almost any lawsuit that involves an employment dispute, one of the first two things that they will ask for from the employee side is they'll ask for a copy of your handbook and any handbooks you had in place during the period of time that the employee was employed by the company. So if you're not keeping your old versions or dating when policies became effective, that can be somewhat confusing at a later point in time. So try to track that fairly well. And then the personnel file is a foregone conclusion that they're going to want that. So some of the documentation that we're going to be talking about over the next 45 minutes will be part of the personnel file and will become evidence if there is a lawsuit filed against a company by an employee or a former employee. So this is like defensive driving. You're more likely to avoid an accident if you're driving defensively. This is defensive documentation, and you're more likely to avoid a lawsuit if you are documenting defensively. But even if you aren't, if you can't avoid the accident or can't avoid the lawsuit, you're in a better position to avoid serious harm if you're doing it in a defensive manner. So that's the general concept. So we're going to talk about the first document that usually an employee sees when they are associated with a company, and that is the application. So in Texas, your application should generally have something in it toward the bottom that expresses that all of the employees of the company or your employment with the company, should you be hired, would be employment at will, which means, and then you define it.